Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hope you enjoyed that, Dean. Good morning.
I did. I've always loved that song.
Yeah, it's the right day for it.
It's grooving. I'm about to roll the window down on my car.
We are talking about the Oscars this morning, and as expected, the ratings were way down. But still, as far as a broadcast network show, one of the more popular ones, wasn't it?
Yeah, it still got 10 million viewers. It was still the number one most watched show on Sunday night. In Chicago and in many cities, but the total number of people were down 58%, and I think there are a lot of reasons for that. I think chief among them for such a dramatic drop in the ratings is that the movie business was closed for the last year, and people didn't see the nominated films. They had no vested interest. They weren't rooting for any of the movies. I know just in personal experience, because people stop me all the time and they want to talk about movies, that people said to me, I did not see any of the nominated movies this year, not even one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, that was definitely part of the reason. There were no blockbusters that were nominated. That's also part of it when, kind of specialty films and art films and films that are a little bit challenging and, thought-provoking, some would say depressing, are nominated. People are not rooting for any of those films. Another reason is, some people just do not like award shows. They don't, want to sit through hours and hours of speeches when they can get the results on their phone instantly. Mm-hmm. And find out in a sentence who is winning instead of, sitting through long speeches. A lot of people on my social media, this was the subject du jour on my social media yesterday, of people arguing, why the ratings were so bad. And, lots of people with political agendas saying that it's the liberal elitists that they, are on these award shows and they don't want to listen to them. I would disagree with that. I think, people are expressing their opinions just like the people on social media who are mm-hmm. calling them liberal elitists are expressing their opinions. It's just people expressing their opinions. I don't know why people are so threatened by that, but that's part of the reason. Part of it is, the world is so online now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people watch the Oscars online, and those viewers are not counted in the ratings. So it's going to be slightly higher when those ratings come out, but it was a ratings disaster this year. There's no question this is part of what the pandemic gave us.
All the awards show ratings have been down,
yeah.
Haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Golden Globes were down, the Grammys were down, a couple of the country ceremonies were down. People are that's why I think a lot of this is, it's just a lot easier to, look at your phone and see who's winning. If you are even interested in the first place, you can see what it is, because it's across the board. You can't say that any of the country music award shows, whose ratings are also down, are featuring liberal elitists who are lecturing to you.
Yeah.
I think that people, it's just a different way that people are watching things these days.
A surprise at the Academy Awards was Anthony Hopkins winning, and now there's some reaction from Chadwick Boseman's family, isn't there?
Yeah, a lot of people yesterday, were saying, oh, it's a big snub to the late Chadwick Boseman. A lot of people, including myself, predicted that he was going to win. That turned out not to be true. Anthony Hopkins won Best Actor, which is another whole subject of controversy I'll talk about in a second. But Chadwick Boseman's family are telling people, back off. This was not a snub of Chadwick. They said that the brother of Chadwick Boseman, representing his family, said he didn't win because there were lots of excellent performances this year. And the family is not one bit upset or agitated about this at all. Chadwick didn't put a lot of value in awards anyway. He said it would have been a nice achievement. Chadwick would have thought it would have been a nice achievement, but he was never obsessed with winning an Oscar. So, you know, if the family doesn't think it was a snub, then, you know, I guess everybody else should calm down. I mean, or just in general, people should just calm down.
Keep calm and carry on.
In general. But, the, you know, this Anthony Hopkins controversy, you know, people saying that they... that the Academy purposely put the Best Actor award at the very end of the show, thinking it would be a big ending to the show if Chadwick had won. Would have been a nice, big, beautiful tribute to him. But instead, Anthony Hopkins won. He wasn't there, so the ending of the show, you know, fell flat.
Yeah.
You know, that that could have... The Academy definitely did engineer all that, but... What? Imagine if Anthony Hopkins had been present. He was in Wales, but if he had made himself available to one of the satellite hubs that they had all over the world, if he would have won, what a joyous tribute that would have been. He was the oldest actor ever to win an Academy Award. So there are just a million things that you can argue about this. I just find interesting that everyone is a critic of how the show was produced. No one is talking about the actual the films themselves, the quality of the films, mm-hmm. because nobody saw any of these films.
Yeah.
So they gotta talk about, oh, Glenn Close did the butt dance. You know, that's all anyone's talking about, which was funny. But, you know, everyone just wants to criticize everything. Everybody calm down. Have some chamomile tea and come. Play that Motel song again. Just everybody relax.
Everybody, let Dean Richards be your critic.
That's right.
And I can't believe they're making an entire documentary based on the Janet Jackson wardrobe malfunction. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the same company that put out that Britney Spears documentary, Framing Britney Spears, which was really well done and incredibly well received, is working on a documentary now. They haven't released a title yet, but it is going to be exclusively about that particular controversial performance, the wardrobe malfunction concert from 17 years ago. If you're somehow not familiar with it, she was performing with Justin Timberlake. At a point, he tears a piece of her wardrobe off, exposing her breast to the Super Bowl audience for all to see. So they're going back and they're interviewing everybody that was involved with this, the production people, the dancers, the choreographers, everybody, to really dig into this and, if you'll excuse the expression, expose what really happened. That's going to be out on Hulu and FX sometime next year. This is different from the Janet Jackson documentary that is coming out this year that really is more on her amazing life and her amazing career. But that's not the documentary story of the day, as far as I'm concerned. The fact that there is going to be a documentary about Tiny Tim is blowing my mind. He was the falsetto singer that became a worldwide hit. What was it, back in the late 60s, right? When Tiptoe Through the Tulips came out, and they got married on Johnny Carson.
Right.
And, you know, I guess you kind of call him a flash in the pan. He lasted for about a year or so, and then his life disintegrated. But someone is putting together a documentary on him. Herbert Khoury, mm-hmm. I believe, was his real name.
Yep.
So we'll be able to tiptoe through those tulips one more time when that documentary finally comes out.
Well, the question about him was always, is he for real? So yeah. I guess we'll find out.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about Miranda Lambert, and this will be her first concert in a while, huh?
Yeah, she actually last weekend appeared at a place that is called Billy Bob's, Texas, in Fort Worth, and she did a few concerts at this place, and really was on her TikTok this morning, on her social media. There's a video of her getting very emotional on stage at her very first performance, her first concert in over a year, saying that you can't even believe how good it feels to be, you know, performing in front of people again. So that video is out there if you want to see it. She's going to be doing it again this weekend. She's going to be doing another weekend. It's socially, you know, it's supposed to be socially distanced. They're supposed to be using all the protocols that they have in Texas. But when you see the video, you see very few people wearing masks. You see very few people exercising the proper protocols for all of that.
And that's the way it is down there. And why are people slamming Justin Bieber?
Well, you know, I applaud anybody who can sport a new hairdo. I only wish that I could, you know, have a hairdo different than the one that I am permanently stuck with for the rest of my life. But Justin Bieber over the weekend posted some pictures of himself in dreadlocks. He did this, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago at one of the award shows, and was just raked over the coals by people for having dreadlocks, people accusing him of cultural appropriation, adopting traditionally African-American hairstyles, people saying, you know, you're trying to rip off our culture. So he shaved off back 5 years ago. He shaved off the dreadlocks immediately when he took heat for it. We don't know what his reaction has been, but that same kind of reaction is going on now because in these photos, he has dreadlocks again. So,
I'm sure he'll explain himself on Face the Nation this Sunday.
I don't know if a lot of people know that WGN is your official hairdo station, hairdo update station.
They do now.
Anytime anyone has a new hairdo, we break into our regular programming to report it.
This company is launching an interesting new TV channel called Rewind TV. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is kind of an interesting and exciting new project that will debut on September the 1st, so we've got a ways to deal with this. There are, you know, plenty of nostalgia TV stations out there, chief among them Antenna TV, which is also part of our company, which is a station that's geared toward baby boomers, you know, like old people like Bob and me.
Speak for yourself, Dan.
To watch these shows that are on there. I'm addicted to it. I fully admit it's been a lifeboat during the pandemic to me just to be able to watch the comfort of some of these shows. But this new channel that is going to be launching, Rewind TV, is going to be focusing strictly on shows of the 80s and 90s. Shows like The Drew Carey Show, which I've always loved. Murphy Brown, which I've always loved. Growing Pains, Wings, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Who's the Boss, Family Ties, the list goes on. But this is going to be kind of exciting. While Antenna TV will continue with you know, reruns geared toward baby boomers, and of course those amazing reruns of Johnny Carson, I could watch those every day for the rest of my life.
Yeah, that's the ratings for Carson up dramatically during the pandemic, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah, I think better than the Oscars, actually.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt.
They should have run that on ABC on Sunday night. he was an Oscar host, right? Now
yep,
that I think
yep.
of it, he was an Oscar host
absolutely.
For years and years. But anyway, so you know, you're going to have a couple of choices, you know, just kind of broken down a little bit. This new adventure, Rewind TV, debuting September 1st, TV shows of the 80s and 90s will be pursuing. And we'll tell you a lot more about that as we get closer to the debut date.
All right. Well, just in time.
We don't do music to get people off anymore.
No, we do.
That's last year's Oscars.
We only do it here. Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.
See you.